We're doing Dov's Minute. Our sages instituted that on Monday and Thursday we read in the Torah. Monday and Thursday were instituted because those are days that in heaven, so to speak, the courts convene. Down on earth, Ezra instituted that the courts convene. By reading the Torah on Monday and Thursday, we ensure that we don't go 7 days without learning Torah. Whenever we read the Torah, we try to read a minimum of 10 psukim. The only exception is on Purim, where we read the story of Amalek. So we read the story of Amalek, which is 9 psukim, and we do 3 in each aliyah, right? We have 3 aliyot every time we call 3 people up to the Torah. And on Purim, so we read a total of 9 psukim. And this is also indicative of the verse, Ki yad al keis ka. The hand is on the throne of Hashem. Amalek's hand, so to speak, is on Hashem's throne. So just like Amalek causes a diminishing of Hashem's revelation in the world, so too when we read it, the parasha of Amalek, we read a diminished parasha. We read only 9 psukim. But the halachic backing for it is that it's a full parasha. It's a full story in 9 psukim. What we read in this past week's parasha in Parshat Bishalach, that you get the full story in 9 psukim. So that's what we do on Purim. Erev Tov.